What happens when the generosity just won't stop? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It all began spontaneously.
At 8 a.m., one of our regular customers came in for her normal little iced tea and just decided that she wanted to wish Merry Christmas to the car behind her and buy their beverages.
That's Michelle, the manager at the Starbucks in Marysville, Washington, who says that when the next person at the drive-up found that her drink had been paid for, she decided to do the same thing for the customer behind her.
We had a lady come in yesterday that just wanted a tall tea. And behind her, she paid for two grande mochas and two kids' cocos.
And within about 24 hours, about 500 people had accepted free drinks and then paid for the people behind them. In fact, sometimes they paid for several people.
We've had people come in for a $1.50 drip coffee, and they want to buy the next three cars behind them.
Now, you would think that people who drive up knowing their drinks are going to be paid for would just order the top-of-the-line Frappuccino eggnog latte and break the bank. But the culture of altruism became so contagious, price didn't matter. And if somebody couldn't afford the drink behind them?
We have a little pot of money that just keeps growing. Somebody can't cover the car behind them, but they really want to be a part of it. We have that money from other customers to say, hey, you know, it doesn't matter. Their tab is covered and so is yours, and have a wonderful holiday.
It's crazy. This is America. You're supposed to pay for what you want, not somebody else. It turns the theory of the free market upside down.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
In all, 1,013 people paid it forward at the Marysville Starbucks until number 1,014 broke the chain. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.